Gerubbed of ein hay of an olive was Thomas Achliyavams. Okay, so we're talking about that there's a tful yoim, you can eat truma, head of shemesh, and even a mechusa kapara, even if you're tummy that you need to bring kabanas, you can still eat truma at night. It's only kachin, you have to wait till the following day. Okay, so we're up to here. Tlos, two lines from the top, of ein hay of an olive. Tlos akroi, three lines. Tlos akroi betruma lamali. Why do you have three psukim by truma? That is, it says that you should, in one pasuk it says by kachim you shouldn't eat until you become tired, which we learned before. Kachim is referring there to truma. So one pasuk says you shouldn't eat until you become tired, and then we are not, and the reason how we know talking about truma is because it says kachim doesn't make a difference a man or a woman. It's talking to everybody, and real kachim only men are shaykh, so it must be talking about truma, which is shaykh to everybody. Another pasuk is uvo hashem is v'tari, when the sun sets you can eat tired, and the third one is by a woman ad malays meitara, then she becomes tired, and we just said before it's talking about truma. Even though it also includes a giyadis, that which is relevant to a Yiddish woman, Yiddish woman, that's relevant to a giyadis. So why need three psukim? Tzich, need all three. If we only knew the pasuk from the by kachim, you should not eat until you become tired. Okay, but we would know which particular activity of tahara we're talking about. Which we're talking about is ahead of shemesh, is it a mikveh, what is it? It's not just the mikveh, you also need the sun to set. When there's a sufficient sunset, a person is only at full yom, therefore, let's say, tummy sheds or something, so he goes at night, and that's all right. But if somebody is tummy where he needs a kapara, well, let's say a woman who by your letters needs a kapara, maybe she cannot eat truma until she brings a carbon. Abel debar kapara, ema ad the maisi kapara, she brings a carbon. Kazachmana ad malays. Therefore, it says the pasuk ad malays. As soon as she finishes her 80 days or 40 days, she can already eat, even though she didn't bring the carbon. The kazachmana ad malays, I mean, I feel like I would have thought, as soon as the time expires, as soon as the sun sets, even if she didn't go to mikveh, she's tired. Kazachmana ad ashe yitter, you need to do activity to make it tired. Sunset is nothing that you can do. That's how we know. Lahar tana. So we're talking about truma, we're not talking about a kapara. The pasuk is ish. But Tzerua Zav, and we said that what does Zav mean? Zav means two riyas, so you're not bringing a carbon. And Tzerua means a muska, you're not bringing a carbon. But Lahach Tana, according to other Tana who argues, the Polygali argues, and he learns that when it says in the Pasuk Zav, it means you saw three times, which means you do have to bring a carbon. And when it says the Mitzayda is talking about Mukhlet, that you do have to bring a carbon, and they have to wait Taka to the carbon, to the, so you only have now two psukim left for Truma. What do we so different the puzzle about kachim? What do we, the other two psukim talking about truma? What are you two psukim for? The Tanya Rebbe Shmuel Amar Zav Bal Gimareis. That Zav is talking about three times. Talking about a carbon. Uve Metzayda is Muchlid. A Metzayda who is locked up because we know for sure he's a Metzayda, and you have to be a carbon because of that. Bahai Ad Ashi Gita. So that pasuk it says don't eat kachim until you become tired. Ishi by Tzru Zav. Don't eat until you become tired. Is talking about tar over there means kabanis Ad Demais Kapara. Today Krei because only so all you have left are two psukim for truma. Why need two for? Tzich you need two. What are the two psukim we need? Sorry. So now, according to this, you have two psukim for kachim. So adash a yitter and bechipar aleh. So what are the two psukim for? The ikar amal be your letters. If you only told me about your letters, I would have thought mishum the meruba tumasa her tuma extends for a very long time, for 80 days. Therefore, I would have thought that maybe that's why we're machmet to bring to being a carbon. Abel bezov emaloi, but azov is much shorter, only 7 days. Maybe you don't have to bring; you have to wait for the carbon.
What's the svara to say that? Why would you say the length?
It's stricter. It shows it's a strict tumor. It's a strict tumor. Therefore, she should not be able to eat from anything until she actually can. She should not be able to eat from kachim until she actually brings a carbon, because it's a very strict form of tumor. 40 days. It's like 80 days. But azov is only 7. Maybe as soon as the night sets, it's all right. Because Rachmana Bezov, who only knew by Zov, I would say, you know why Zov was so strict that you have to wait to be in carbon? There's no way that a Zov can ever, while his tummy, ever do anything tar. Avil, your letters, but this woman who gave birth, in those 80 days or in those 40 days, exactly, there's days while she sees Dam and we say the blood is tired. So it's Hutu Miklola, this very blood also is Mutter itself, so it's lenient. Amalai, see if you need it all. So you want to write it says in the Pasik. Bamayim Yuva talks about a keli. If anything falls inside a keli, says Bamayim Yuva, you should bring the keli into the mikveh and have a tummy out the edev, and it's tummy till at night, then becomes tired. L'cheder lamli, why you're passing for keli as well? Tell you the same thing that you have to wait till at night. We're talking about Terumah. The fact that you have to wait till sunset before you can do the keli, obviously, where do we have this din of waiting for sunset? Only by Terumah. What do you need the pasuk for? We already know by people. What do I need the Bar Hashem of Torah? What do I need a pasuk by the keli? I'm going to say the negia. Here we're not talking about eating. Eating, if you want to eat, you have to wait till the sunset. Here we're talking about touching. We're talking about keli, and when we're talking about touching, that the keli should come in contact with other food. When do we allow this keli to come in contact with truma? Only after the sun sets. And also, if we learn from here that a person who's a tful yom should not touch anything. Before we know, from the other psukim, we know that a tful yom should not eat truma until the sun sets. From here, we know that a tful yom should not even touch anything until the sun sets. That's what it is possible for. In the gear. The Tanya, we tackle in the Braise, the Tome, it says in the Pasuk, that you Tome, you go in the water and so on. And it seems like even after you went into the water, it says here in the Pasuk, the Tome Ada Edev. That means even after you went in the water, you still consider Tome. Tome in what respect? Tome Yochalakal. I would have thought that he's Tome completely. It says in the Pasuk right afterwards, it says, Vitoy is Toy. If he's tired after the mikveh, we thought he's completely tired. He's partially tummy still. It depends. For mice, he's considered tired. As soon as he goes on the mikveh, he's allowed to eat mice sheni. But as far as truma is concerned, he has to wait till the sun sets. He's still tummy till the sun sets. That's one way of learning. To be lenient by mice and say that after mikveh, you can eat mice sheni. And by truma machme, maybe the other way around. It makes more sense. Since we already established that eating truma is much more severe than eating tummy, than eating maiser, it comes to touching as well. It makes more sense that we'll be stricter with truma, that you're not allowed to touch truma until dark, than touching maiser. Or another way we can learn, not only is he not allowed to eat truma until the sun sets, but he's not allowed to touch truma as well. We learn from another pasuk altogether. We talk about this woman after 33 days of tara, and it says he shouldn't touch any kodesh. And it says b'chol kodesh leisiga, she should not touch any kodesh. And as her leich, when it says he shouldn't touch any kodesh, it means he shouldn't eat any kodesh. She shouldn't eat any truma or anything like that, as long as she still didn't go yet to the mikveh, and her 40 days didn't expire. As her leich, maybe means touching. It says in the pasuk they shouldn't touch any holiness. Then it says v'lamigdash leisavei, shouldn't enter the base of mikdash until the 40 days expire. Makish kodesh lemikdash. So we compare kachim or truma to the base of mikdash. Ma mikdash dover sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Just like when we talk about walking into the base of mikdash, we're talking about a person, and if you walk in, you'll die for it. So obviously, we're talking about a person walking into the base of mikdash. If you're tummy, I've kodesh dovish b'tilas neshama. The pasuk says, "Don't eat kodesh." But if you would, you'd be chayiv misa. So we're talking about eating kachim. They're eating tuma kachim, or tuma, whatever it is. If you eat it, but tuma, you get misa deshemayim or get kodesh. So we're not talking about touching. Because if you touch, if a tummy person touches tuma, it's a law for making a tummy, but there's no misa involved. So obviously the pasuk is talking about eating. So how come the pasuk uses the word like siga, don't touch, when it meant don't eat? There's no way that if you touch something when you're tummy that you're chai misa. So why does it tell you to use the word don't touch when it means don't eat? They want to teach you another din, that negia kachila, the same din that applies to eating, that if you're tful yom, don't eat until you sunset. So to touching, the tful yom, that means you went to the mikveh that day, does not touch anything until the sun sets. No, it's not avera, but that's how we know that we would have thought, even it's not an avera, we would have thought that maybe it doesn't pass the tumah anymore because he already went to the mikveh. Kamashlana, no, he's a tful yom, he's tameh as far as truma is concerned, not only eating truma but even touching truma. Now the Gemara wants to go further into Petua Daka, which crushed man tanum. So what do we say over here? That if he lived with his wife already for a while, then suddenly became a tzuradaka, as long as they didn't have any marital relations, she can continue eating truma. She wasn't ruined yet. Mantana, who's the author that says, Mishtameres lebiya psula daraisa, even though you're expecting to do eventually an avera from the Torah, yet achla, till you do that avera, you can continue eating the truma. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'machlekishnu, this is the machlek we had before. If you got engaged, a bas kohen got engaged with a tzuradaka, does she forfeit yet her rights to eat truma because she got engaged, somebody that's forbidden? Or do we say, no, cause man, nothing happened, no intimacy was there, she doesn't forfeit it. So, chayre se machlek is there. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he goes to the Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that says that she forfeits, and over here also, she doesn't forfeit if she just got engaged. Over here also, she's allowed to eat because she didn't have Aver yet. The Aver is not getting engaged to this guy, the Aver is living with this guy. So even though she's married to him and then suddenly he turned out that he became a Ptur Daka, as long as they don't have marital relations, she's married to the guy legally and she can eat from him. Nothing wrong, but she was married legally. It's not talking about she. But at the time she could have, because he wasn't at that time a problem. So he fell off a horse and then he became a Ptur Daka. Something happened.
What happens when someone becomes a Ptur Daka after they're properly married?
That's what we're talking about. After a problem for 10 years, suddenly he fell over a horse, became a tzuradaka.
I thought this is when she's engaged.
No. We're using, just like they're arguing about engaged, we're going to say the same machlek is over here. They were married for 10 years, and suddenly became tzuradaka. And as long as they don't live together as a husband and wife, she could continue eating truma. It's not living, it's not the living together, it's not the isa relation. It's exactly. This is the same. Not yichud, tashmish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonan, Rabbi Yechonan says, Afilu Teimar Rav Meir. No, I would argue that this is very different. Shiny Hocha here is different. Quite Ochla, since they were married legally all the time, and for years she was eating truma, so exactly. So therefore, she, as long as she doesn't do anything wrong, doesn't ruin it, she can continue. But over there, when she got engaged to somebody, she's also, maybe it stops her allowance to eat, entitlement to eat truma, because she was eating Bas Koi. But here's different. She ate till now truma properly. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, who said no, that this is still the argument of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Meir. I don't believe in this whole svara because he used to eat. Could he like Tamar Hachi? Basil, every Jewish girl, she nisas the coin, the marriage coin, when Mason dies, Baila, Teichel, she should be able to continue eating truma. The Kvar Ochel, she ate till now legitimately. It doesn't work that way. Rabbi Yechel, what are you talking about? Hossam, the only reason why he's allowed to eat because of her husband, but no husband anymore. He's Paka Kinyana. Why should she continue eating? Hach over here, the husband who gave her the entitlement to eat is still her husband. But Paka Kinyana, the husband is still there. The problem is they now live together as a marriage. So what? So you're invited. What's considered Ptur Daka? Turn it up on. Ezeb Ptur Daka. What's considered Ptur Daka? Kol Shaniftu Beim Shalai, that it was broken. His testicles. I feel Achman, even one of them. I feel a nikva, even a puncture. I feel a nimuka, even if it melted down. I feel a chas, even part of it is missing. All of them is called a psuadaka, if these things happened.
Are these things that prevent it from fertilizing someone?
Yes, that's what we assume.
So these days, if someone had the.
With one testicle.
Slip, they call it. What's it called? The operation.
But with one testicle, you can store it.
We're not talking about somebody who's born. We're talking about somebody that has happened. Yeah.
So if someone is
cut out.
If someone had a vasectomy these days, is that called a...
No, he's less testicles, just as a... He's a sterile.
No, but he can't be...
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
It's like a sorus, almost.
It is. It's not almost. That's exactly what it is. That's a sorus. I heard the rabbi saying, if he only has one testicle, he is considered a natural saris, which the din is the kosher. If you're born a saris, you're allowed to marry Yiddish woman. It's only somebody who became a saris by man made. If you're saris chama, which according to Rashi means a fever, others say it means you're born that way, then it's all right. So if you have one testicle, it's all right. Saris chamas al kedatach. It is. This is not. You weren't born this way. What do you mean? Ella harei yuk saris chama. Because he's like a saris chama, which according to Rashi means through a fever, or they're just born that way, and therefore, and a fever is considered Abish to made a fever, and you kosher. Freddy Gemara Benik, if you tell me there's a puncture of the testicles, like moily, you can't procreate. Well, Gavra, there was a person. The solidly dickly once climbed a palm tree, the charvze, one of the branches, or one of those very pointy. Pricks over there. This little that's the jugs out from the thing. Thorns. Silver bebait him, made a puncture in his bayim. The novik minay kechut de mugla, and then we saw Taki passed out like shechazeda. But Oilin, he was able to procreate. His wife had a whole bunch of kids. It's a kasha the Gemara. Hashalach Shmuel kamei Rav. Shmuel sent to Rav this question. Amalei Rav said, hey. Save a chazer al bono. Go talk to the wife in privately. Find out who's the father of these kids. Mine him. Did it come from him? Yeah.
Omar, believe the whole story. Actually.
No, well, it can be. It's a famous joke. But anyway, no, it can be. Omar, you can't ask a cashier from the local. You look around, you really know what's going on in somebody's house. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Patsua Daka B'day Shemayim Kosher. If somebody is born this way, he's kosher. Amar Rav Ahayne Kirina Patsua. That's why we use the word Patsua. Look at HaPatsua. HaPatsua means you're born this way. Patsua means that it happened sometime in your life. And what do you mean B'day Shemayim? Rashi learns actually means like from a thunder. Sometimes I guess people get frightened. People are scared of thunders. And suddenly they get a jolt and they're frightened. And it causes them to, I don't know. Come, yeah, basically.
It's like Tzom Kireya, you know, the Shagas Arya causes a Tzvikas Arya of an animal. Yeah. It gets a shock and it's long.
That's right, it shrivels. Or born this way. Tana, we learned Nema, it says the Pasuk Le'yavei Patsua, Nema Le'yavei Mamzer. How do you know? The Braisa we learned. It says in the Pasuk, so one Rai we brought it, it says Patsua, it says Ha Patsua. Another Rai the Braisa says, it says in one Pasuk Le'yavei Patsua. And another Pasuk, he says right afterwards, it says Mamzer Le'yavei Mamzer Kal Hashem. Mala Halam the Adam, who created the Mamzer? It was man-made. Afkabadi Adam, Tzodaka is man-made, not if you're born this way. Or a thunder or a hail which came from Shemayim. Omar Rava says, Rava, Patsua, Bekulon. I don't care whether it was in the Torah, I don't care whether it was in the Gid, I don't care whether it was in the Beim. Dach Bekulon, where the crush is also all there, and Kodos cut is also Bekulon. Patsua, Bekulon, Bein Shenifta, Hagid, whether the Gid itself was ripped open, the member. Bein Shenifta, Beim, whether it's a testicle. Bein Shenifta, Choyte, Beim, the sack that holds it. Whether any one of those three makes you up, Psodaka. Same thing, Dach crushed, Bekulon, Bein Shenifta, Hagid, Bein Shenifta, Beim, Bein Shenifta, Choyte, Beim. And Kadosh, when it's cut off, also Krus cut off. May be cool. May shechel chagid. May shechel beim. May shechel chutim beim. Omer leRava who laban leRava. One of the rabbis said to Rava, "How do we know what the taich p'tzua daka is? Crushed? Maybe p'tzua daka crushed or cut means some other part of your body. I don't know what part of the body is supposed to be. The ma'id ha'ip p'tzua daka boisim makom. I know it means the male member. Eima meroshe. Maybe something's crushed in his head." Like Mitzvah Daimid says, or the third generation, by Mamzer, it says 10 generations. He doesn't say how many generations. He said, he can't have any more generations. Because he's crushed. Maybe he's true. You know why you don't count in the generations? The Yud awesome. Maybe he was awesome, but his children and grandchildren are mutter. So when I answer, do me the Koro Shivcha, we compare it to the case of Koro Shavcha. Ma Koro Shavcha, just like Krus Shavcha. What's a Krus Shavcha? But Oisem Makam, we know that it's in that particular region of your body. Avhainam Oisem Makam, so it's a Psuodaka also is in that region of the body. Fetty Mon and that Gufa, the Krus Shavcha, Gufa, Mimai, Oisem Makamu. How do you know Krus Shavcha is dafka that region? Ema Misisa, maybe your lips are ripped open. How do we know? And shavcha, because your saliva runs out of your mouth. That's called shavcha. Krus, you cut off shavcha, the part that runs, which is your saliva. Says the Gemara, shavcha ksiv, b'makom sheshevach, where it runs out. Not from your mouth, which you spit out. You have to use force. Maybe your nose constantly runs. Miksiv b'shavcha, in an area that's already running. Krus shavcha, by cutting it, you cause it to run. Previously, it gathers together, and then when it's full, then it comes out. A nose constantly runs. A rose before you cut it and before after you cut it. Mashiach can't dismember.
You could have asked that, people get to all the range and have problems with their own tear ducts. Just keep pouring. Yeah, so maybe it means that.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I guess it's all ages. We have to find something that's common.
But theoretically, if you ask this question, theoretically, you all can have this also. Well, he's asking what parts of the body that are common to men and to women. So is he implying that a woman has got this loyalty
down? Maybe. Interesting, yeah, maybe. If it would have been the nose, then why would it be a chilgul man and a woman? Yeah, why should it be a difference?
It's an interesting thing of asking, how do you know what this means?
Whenever we get stuck, we say Allah Hashem Sina. But if we're not stuck, maybe from the Pesukim itself. See, we take a learn from the Pesukim. Mishaide Krisa Shaifa, Dafke, through this particular activity turned into running. So the Krisa Shaifa, before then it didn't run. Ella Mikaleach, it only gathered, collects it together, and then it comes out. La Fuke Hai, the Idi Shaifa Hu. Take the note, it's always running. It doesn't collect itself and then it comes out. As soon as there's something on top, it just pours right out. That's not what we're talking about. Krus shavcha. The masnita tana brayzel and something far simpler. Nema lo yavi p'tzudaka. Nema lo yavi mamzer. Ma la halam boisim makom in that place. I've can boisim makom. Just like a mamzer. How do you produce mamzerim through the male members over here? Also, that's what we're talking about. Now nikiv lemata masar. Here we're talking about the anatomy of a. Of this male members. I'm not exactly 100% sure. But we're like this. Nick. Now, whenever it says lamata, we're assuming that when the member is limp, it's facing the ground. That's lamata, and lamaila is facing your body. So the atara, the corona, which is when it's facing down lamata, that part is considered extra. And we say it's only flesh. It's not really called the gid. It's not really the male member. So this, it's ripped. As long as you have one hair still existing, it's good enough. It's not considered krushav or psuadaka. Says the Gemara, Nikiv lamata ma'atara. Let's say the puncture started lamata ma'atara, which doesn't pass you, but you connect the lamata ma'atara, but it goes up. One side of the puncture starts in the corona, the other side it goes right through the gid. What happens then? So because only one side is through the gid, if it goes through the gid, even the slightest puncture, it ruins it. If you have left over from that tod, even one spring, one chut is good enough. Yosef Ravina sat, ukam boile. Ravina sat and he had a question. Meloy hachut sha'amru. Ravina sat and he had a question. When we say that there's one string left, it's kosher. What do you mean one string? How long should the string be? Meloy hachut, the length of a string. Al pnei kula, the entire length of the corona, or al pnei rubas, even if a string is left that covers, that would be equal to the majority of the corona, the crown on top, is good enough. As long as since the entire atara, the crown, the corona on top, is not really part of the gid, as long as you have most of the string, the length of that corona is good enough. The klapiresha facing towards the gid. Amar Avuna says Avuna kikulmus. If your gid is cut down like a pen. A pen is wide on top, and then the bottom you carve it down, and you so that you should be able to write with. So if you have a gid that point, it comes to a point, it's kosher. But kemarziv, if it's like straight like a pipe, but you cut, what's a pipe? You chiseled out the inside, you carved out the inside, so the inside of the gid is missing, but you still have the walls of the gid, the membrane, everything else is there, but the internals are gutted out. Then psula. Why? Hai shalad ba'avida, v'hai l'shal ba'avida. Over there, in the case of the gid is still intact, and it gets in the kulmus, it's like a kulmus, it gets narrower and narrower, but there's no avid between the veins inside that create the zera. Exactly, the workings are intact. Over here, between the space where the gidina that create the zera, the semen, and the membrane, there's a whole bunch of avid, and the avid cools it right down, so you're not able to be fertile. Rav Chizda says, but just opposite. Kim Marziv Ksheda, he holds Kim Marziv, it's kosher, and he holds, He has it all the way around. Yeah, Chizda all the way around. Kim Marziv, if it's like a pipe, it's kosher. Why? And we'll see in a minute. Kikum Mitzullah, but if it's like a quill, it's possible. Why? Hai Gorid, Vahala Gorid. If it's like a pipe, it rubs up against the woman's internal, so the heat causes it to become fertile. Over here, because you narrowed the whole thing, so that it's no longer able to become warm, so therefore it doesn't become fertile. Omar Rav Zerov, Kavase, the Rav Huna, Mistab, makes more sense like Rav Huna, that a kulmus is kosher and a marz is possible. I like that word. Ayim Shum Gredusa, what about the other word that maybe here rubs against her and whether it comes warm or not? Midi the Havia Barz of the Chavisa. You have the spigot that puts in the barrel. It's narrow, but as you push it further into the barrel, it catches on the part of the barrel where it gets stuck into it. Same over here. It's in the beginning, maybe Taka doesn't rub up against, but you can push further in, it ups against, so therefore that part is overcome. They're both right. Both have a good swara. It's still kosher. My question is, is it the part of the corona facing the ground, and that's the when we say kosher, or even if it's in the gid itself, in the membrane itself, it's kosher? So we're talking about the membrane in the gid itself. These are the matter if it's below the crown. I feel we just said before, even the entire thing is cut off as long as they have one string is kosher. Why have a discussion? Gemara says you're right. The Ravina lishibusha lemeremar hudaboy. We had this a number of times to test the Talmud, see if they're alert. If they're on the toes. He asked them a silly question. Yeah. Says Gemara, who of there was a story? David ben Moshe machsayin sin machsayin shafya mar barav ashi kikumas, that they had to for whatever reason shave it down. Somebody's member to a kumah like a quill, the achshay, and he said no problem. He can still get married. He's kosher. So we pass him clearly that it's kosher. Ahuv, there was a similar story in Pupadisa. It's interesting how in the Gemara's time they knew all this stuff. Istatim gufsa, the Gemara learns that inside the men's membrane there's two different veins, one to create, or two different pipes, one basically for urine, and one for zera. What happened was that the zera one got blocked, so the zera came out of that urine pipe. And the question is that good enough, or you consider pasur daka? Istatim gufsa the shichva zera, the pipe that carried the shichva zera was blocked. But afik b'mok nitanim, it came out of the urine. Good question. I don't know. The Gemara knew. How would you know? How would they know in those days? No X-rays, nothing. Unless maybe you can feel, a person can feel it. I don't know.
The same way that the Shtana Hativim, the same experts that they had then recognized this in a person.
Yeah.
You could do an experiment to see. Because the third what you can do is you can take this guy and sell him as an
you have kids now. Just a couple of years down the track. Meanwhile. But how would you know to have a shayla in the first place? How would a person, unless a person can feel it, how would a person know to have a shayla in the first place? That he goes to Rav, hey, am I going to get married? I think it's coming out of the wrong pipe. It says the Gemara, Sover Rabibi Barabaya Lach Shuri. Rabibi Barabaya wanted to say, the fact of the matter is that the Sheikh was coming out. Who cares which pipe it comes from? He wanted to kosher. Omar Apopi, so Apopi said to him, Mishum da asisu, because, a bit rough for him, he says, because you come, memiluye, because you come from a broken family, a truncated family, as Rashi says, he came from the family of Eli, where they were all cursed. And that's why we had Gemara Rosh Hashanah there, why Rabba passed away at the age of 40, because anybody came from Beis Eli died, and we had Gemara Rosh Hashanah v'chesed with it. The different family, how they gave him Eitzah, how to live long, you know, Alexander or Reb Shimon. So they told him to learn Torah and gave him Chassadim. And Abaye, who did Torah and Chassadim, lived for 60 years. And the Rabba, or Rabba, Rashla is Rabba, others say Rabba, is 40 years. Since you come from a broken family, Amrita Mili Muli, so you say broken things. Absolutely doesn't make sense what you're saying. The mekoyma mevashla, the when does it become fertile? Only if it goes through the right pipe. Shalay mekoyma mevashla, if it comes out through the wrong pipe, it can't fertilize a woman's egg.